Hi, everyone, and welcome to Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor, Neil Haley, where else? NeilHaley.com, right, Peter? And my co-host, Peter Elvich, who runs all my social media and a lot of different things. Your titles are video production, everything. Peter, thanks for co-hosting with me for this half hour. How are you?
No problem, and I'm excited to learn about awesome guests and check out some new people, so let's get right into it.
So our guests are former athletes Brian and Diane Schwartz, and we're going to talk about a topic. More than 30,000 families signed Save Filtering Petition asking Disney to end dispute with VidAngel. It puts parents and consumers first, so I'm going to welcome the program. They can tell me more about this. Are you guys on the line?
Yes, this is Brian, and I've got Diane here as well. You want me to put her on speaker, or you want to just do
put Diane on speaker.
That's
okay. Fantastic. No problem. Yeah.
All right, so this is Diane and Brian. Here we are. Good to talk to you.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, great talking to you, too. Brian, let's talk about first your athletic background. Brian, you played in the NFL, so it's a little bit of your background. Then we'll get Diane's background, then we'll get into the topic for today.
Yeah, I had the privilege. I got drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars back in 1995 in the second round and had the fortune of playing 5 years with them and enjoyed a great career at middle linebacker and had a wonderful experience.
And Diane, your athletic background?
So I was raised by a college basketball coach and athletic director. So I was kind of raised, brought up with a basketball in my hand and volleyball and any sport that they could throw at me. And I was recruited for both basketball and volleyball in college, played 2 years of both and ended up in my career with I just finished my last 2 years with volleyball and was an All-American middle blocker. So, yeah, that's how Brian and I met. So we met around sport. He won our first date by finally beating me at horse basketball. It took about 3 months.
Did you guys meet in college?
Yeah, he was the first person I met on campus. Yep, we met in college.
What college? I don't think you mentioned what college.
It's Augustana University in South Dakota. We were both born and raised there.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Brian, that history of South Dakota and stuff, to be one of those NFL players, that puts you on the map too, right, being from South Dakota and playing in the NFL?
Yeah, South Dakota hasn't been the biggest mecca for football players and ended up at a small college and had the fortune of having the favor with one of the scouts who represented several teams. And, of course, from that, we had one guy from our college the 2 years before that had gotten drafted, but I was the first guy to – get drafted that high. And since then, there's been a few guys from South Dakota that have gotten noticed.
And what about North Dakota State and the quarterback now? Oh, my gosh. So, Brian, you're feeling happy just because you're right next to each other in the States to see someone like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing to see what he's come in and do. His composure is outstanding. And they've got some great coaches there. Actually, when we were at Augustana College, North Dakota State was a Division II school, and they were in our conference, the North Central Conference. So we always battled against North Dakota State, and it's pretty cool to see a guy like that come right in and not just play well, but actually control the entire game from the offensive side. He's doing stuff that a lot of veterans I've played with couldn't even do.
That's wild, for sure. Okay, so the topic, Diane, why come out and speak about this topic? Explain this and educate this to me. Again, seeing the press release, you know, having Brian, former NFL player, it's very good. Easy to get on the line, but now this seems like something that really upsets you that you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes, with the filtering.
Yeah.
We did not set out to overachieve with the number of children we were having, but we ended up having seven. And so
awesome. Yeah.
I know. So we have seven kids. And over the years, we've just become pretty specific about what kind of media we put in front of them because it's just changed. I have a 20-year-old down to a just turned 8-year-old. And so in the 20 years that we've been parenting, the things that they're exposed to has changed dramatically over those 20 years. And so we've had to be very discerning in what they're, you know, what we allow into our home, what we allow on the screens
yes.
that are in front of them, whether it be the computer or the TV or,
mm-hmm.
and the frustrating part for us as parents and was that a lot of the entertainment was just, you know, there was a lot of things that we wanted them to watch, even historically, it started with 42.
Yes.
We wanted them to watch it. We were, at the time, Brian and I were chaplains for the Colorado Rockies. So we were ministering
okay.
to the players, their wives, their girlfriends, the front office, the general managers, the whole team, and kind of fell in love with baseball and because we got to know their families so well. And we wanted our kids to watch this movie, but we knew that the language was stuff that we didn't want to expose our younger children
yes.
to. And so we started trying to find an option to be able to watch really good quality entertainment and but also not expose our kids to things that we didn't think was age appropriate. So that's where we stumbled upon VidAngel. And it really, in the 2 years that we had been using it, it totally, like, we loved it. Our kids couldn't wait for movie
wow.
night. We were and Brian and I as parents were able to watch things that we actually enjoyed sitting down and watching. We weren't having to, like, you know, grit and bear it through some of these films, or, you know, it was like kids entertainment and then normal entertainment. It really was, it became a unifying thing for our family because we were able to sit down, watch films, and our consciences were still clear, you know, that we weren't.
I love that. Yeah. I've never heard of that. So Brian, I want to say I have 5 kids of my own, and so
wow.
we're a family of 7, and I struggle with some of the shows that are on television, too, and I fight it all the time when sometimes Nickelodeon's on or Disney's on, and my younger kids are watching, and I'm like, I don't know about this show. So, Brian, tell me how you guys found out about VidAngel, and now what's happening with this whole dispute with Disney?
Yeah, so we, like Diane was saying, we kind of stumbled on. I was looking around. I wanted to be able to watch one of the series I wanted to watch was the Rocky series with my 4 boys. I wanted them to see a little Sylvester Stallone. And
yeah.
We came across it, you know. I just was like, you know, there's some mature content in some of those shows that I just wasn't comfortable with. And found VidAngel. Started streaming, loved the concept and their purchase model, and it was not only affordable, it was not just reasonable, it was incredible. $1 for a standard definition, $2 for an HD stream movie. You can't find that anywhere. And once you purchase it, you then have the option to go in and filter the content. You can go to the language option, and you can filter out whatever you want, violence, mature content, nudity. And so I was able to go through, filter all these out, and enjoy the whole Rocky series with my boys and, you know, imitated Rocky here and there with these guys. And we had some fun with it. So we loved it from that standpoint. And then from there, you know, I have a buddy that I linked up and got to understand a little bit what's going on with the lawsuit that's happening right now.
And honestly, it was really like more panic with my kids going, is movie night going to be gone? Are we going to have to kind of go back to cartoons? Like, what is what's going to happen to this?
Yeah,
it really, it became just this thing
that.
Where
my co-host, I think, has a question. Peter, do you have a question about VidAngel and specifically the family and stuff?
I'm looking for a little bit more clarification on the services. Is it like an online service you'd go to, and then you could go and choose different types of shows and media to view?
You know, that was one of the things that really that sold us on VidAngel, because we were going to have to go get another, almost like a DVD player or a lot of this
right.
the filtering things. You know, so for us, we were like, oh, this is. Before we got Apple TV, it was an app, and we just pulled the app up and with what's the cord called, honey? That we would plug it into the TV.
Yeah, it was the HDMI. So we were able to plug in our devices to the TV using the VidAngel app, but it is a streaming service. So just be like going to iTunes or anything like that. You actually purchase the content. It's live streaming. And but you get to choose the filtering, obviously, before you watch the movie, what you want to save is the filters.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so tell us about the dispute, Diane. The dispute's the big thing. You found out from your buddy that there's something going on, right?
Yes. So we had actually recommended VidAngel to him. They have four children, and we had just mm-hmm. talked about it, and he tried it out. So he actually knew before we did that there was going to be a lawsuit that could possibly shut down the options of us using VidAngel and filtering other filtering services like it. And so once we found out, we just asked him, like, what can we do? What can we do practically besides just, you know, watch us binge on as many movies as we can before this might possibly go away? And so that's why we started just kind of trying to start an email.
Yeah, a real grassroots campaign. We got a website up and going, an opportunity for people to sign a petition. You know, the Family Movie Act that was passed several years ago gives you the ability to actually filter. And our whole thing is not calling anybody a big monster or bad. We just want them to end the dispute, even if that meant doing a licensing deal that required us to pay a little bit more for the entertainment. We just want to be able to filter the content still. And like Diane was sharing, be able to really steward our kids and teach them and empower them to make the right decisions while at the same time protecting them.
And also, we realized how many people that we knew did not know anything about VidAngel or even having the ability to filter. And so so many people and their families just completely skip out on a whole area of entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that movie, we're not going to be able to watch that movie. And so to us, it was like we're bringing not just more customers to VidAngel, but really really Hollywood, the entertainment industry. And we're saying this is important. And so many, even my teenage girls, they would talk to their friends and their parents. They'd be like, this is an option. This is awesome. We didn't know about it. And so we realized that we feel so strongly about it that we wanted to get the word out as much as we could. And then hopefully that would help the lawsuit.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm hoping so because I'm interested in this. So, Brian, is this still available? I know Disney's going after it with a dispute and a lawsuit. Is VidAngel still available for families, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, VidAngel, you can pop on there and purchase your films. And they've got a really nice model where you actually purchase the film and then you sell it right back. And that because you're a consumer, we want to make the consumers aware that they have the right to purchase. And once you purchase, our thought is we can do what we want with what we purchase. And if that means filtering the movie to have that ability, we want to be able to do that. So we want to make people aware that, first of all, there is a right to do this as a consumer. And then once people try it, they're like, it changes how they view the whole entertainment world because you're not scrambling to hit pause buttons or mute buttons. You can actually just sit through a movie and enjoy it.
I wish that's available for television as well. That should be something they should think about, right?
They
do stream some TV series. So if you look on there now, they actually have some TV series. Obviously, it's not the live stuff that you see, but any series, they've got a bunch of them on there, and they filter those as well.
Yep.
Oh, well, but hopefully at one point we could filter all that stuff because I know you guys see Disney at times, and some of those Disney shows are not the appropriate things for kids.
And I think that's kind of misleading. Yeah, to a lot of families, you kind of get caught. You're halfway through a film going, Disney maybe doesn't mean what it used to mean when we were growing up or when my older children were younger. And all of a sudden you get kind of stuck where it's either, okay, this movie time is over or we've had to leave theaters. And so truly, like, it really has been just a blessing to our family. And we're hoping just to get the word out as much as we can.
Okay, so again, information, to find information on the website and stuff, Brian, where can we go?
You go to savefiltering.com.
Okay, savefiltering.com. Brian, and Diane, do you guys have social media for your stuff? You're co-founders of Family Goals, so is there social media for connect with both of you guys?
Yeah, you can check out on Facebook, Family Goals. That's under there. And I've got a personal Twitter, Brian Schwartz 58, that can also be linked up with.
Yeah, right now we're really just focusing on the safe filtering. Our kids, this is kind of everybody's hands-on. We have a couple kids that are helping us with some of the content getting the word out. They seem to be a little bit more media savvy than we are, so we're trying to catch up with them.
Well, I'm hoping that we can connect to talk about family goals at one point in time as well. I love having former athletes on the show that really are looking at family first, knowing the garbage that's out there and knowing that, but we don't want to filter them from all the great pop culture. If we can get rid of the stuff that
right.
we really don't want them to see, that's the best thing, honestly. So you guys are doing
yeah.
great things, and it's great that you're helping out VidAngel, and I look forward to hearing more about what you guys do in your nonprofit too. So I'll reach out to your team,
thank
and we'll
you.
Have you on for that sometime as well. So thanks again for calling.
That sounds great,
thank
Neil. Thank you.
You
guys.
Take care. Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, you're watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.